W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers holding a hearing today on the high cost of those popular diabetes and weight loss drugs.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders decried the high list prices for diabetes and obesity drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, saying some Americans can pay close to $1,400 a month, while Brits pay just over $90.
Nearly 15 times as much as it costs in the United Kingdom.
When asked why that is, Novo Nordisk CEO Lars Jorgensen pointed to insurers and middlemen.
We don't decide the price for patients.
But he said most who have Ozempic covered by their insurance pay just $25 a month. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden in New York City delivered a message of unity and urgency at the UN General Assembly. In his final speech to world leaders at the annual gathering, it comes as Israel and Hezbollah fighting intensifies in Lebanon. Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre testifying at a hearing of misuse of welfare funds also revealed he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. This is ABC.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. That's what you need to know. Now here's some news from closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay police are recommending homicide charges against an 18-year-old Green Bay man in connection to the shooting death of 21-year-old Brandon Ramirez of Green Bay on August 7th. Ramirez was dropped off anonymously at the hospital where he died 2 days later. Police haven't released the suspect's name, but said they were arrested Saturday in another jurisdiction for an unrelated incident. The League of Women Voters of Winnebago County is holding forums for voters to get to know candidates in local elections through the next couple of weeks. Democrat Christopher Larson and Republican Susan Snyder are running for the Winnebago County Register of Deeds. The forum will be Thursday, 6:30 at Oshkosh City Hall. Candidates for the Wisconsin Assembly District 53, Republican Dean Coffert and Democrat Dwayne Chukoski, will appear in a forum on October 3rd at Nina Public Library. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today with seasonal highs in the mid-60s. Scattered shower chances continue throughout the day today, winding down late tonight. And tomorrow is packed with a ton of sunshine and warmer temperatures rising to the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Bill Carroll, President, Teamsters Joint Council 39, and Ben Wickler, Chair of Wisconsin Democratic Party. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is just past 12 o'clock, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. A little overcast today in Madison, but sun shining through all along, Mr. Zommers. A pleasant fall day.
A pleasant fall day indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking a quick sip of water. As Letterman likes to say, anytime you see or hear me, your radio and streaming host, taking a beverage, a great opportunity for you, the home viewer and listener, to have a beverage as well. Here we go.
Hydrate or dihydrate?
Hydrate or dihydrate, yes. Anyway, we're happy to be here off with you on a Tuesday. It is getaway day for Todd. And so what we're going to do here is I'm starting the broadcast. It's just like my godsons used to run the 4x4 relay. The last event in any track meet, it's always spectacular. It's one time around the track. You got a baton. You got to hand it off. So what we're doing is the radio version of the 4x4, only it's the 2x2. Because I'll be handing it off to Trygve Olsen here at the bottom of the hour, who is standing by in our nation's capital. Of course, Trygve, like myself, a former Republican, and now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. So he's going to take you the rest of the way through the from 12:30 until 2, and he's going to do a great job. And that is because I got to get my posterior on a plane here at the Dane County Regional Airport, hop a Delta flight out to beautiful Los Angeles, California. We are going to bring you the show live tomorrow from Los Angeles, as well as Thursday and Friday. Going to have some surprises along the way, and certainly going to be focusing on the Wisconsin Badgers, the football team, making their first trip out west for conference play, as USC, UCLA in Los Angeles, and then the University of Oregon and the University of Washington join the Big Ten Conference. The Badgers going to be out in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. Of course, the Olympics will be held there again in 4 years, but the Badgers play USC at the Coliseum in Los Angeles on Saturday. I believe the kickoff time is now set for 2:30 in the afternoon Central Time on CBS television. And of course, you can hear it right here on the Civic Media Network via the Civic Media app. WRCE in Richland Center, one of those Brewer stations. We'll get more into that on tomorrow's show. We carry several stations here at Civic Media over the air. And then you can download the Civic Media app for free and listen to the Badgers right in the Civic Media app. So I'll be listening via the Civic Media app in L.A. while I'm at the game. So that'll be spectacular.
Excellent. Yeah. I have a quick question
yes,
for you.
Yes, yes.
How many teams are in the Big Ten now? Is it like 47?
Close. 18.
Oh, my
gosh. There are 18 teams in the Big Ten.
I'll save my thoughts on that. You know how I feel about that.
I know. But you can't have the Big 18, so.
Well, you could.
I suppose.
It would waste a lot of marketing money.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, we're going to be going up to Los Angeles. So thanks to Trigvi Olsen for stepping in here live at the bottom of the hour. Lots to get to before that. Last night, Mr. Zommers, I took in the second viewing of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers at Amarcus Theater, the High Point Theater here in Madison, with my wonderful friends Kurt and Florcy Kohler, came up from Monroe, and we took it in. And the cool thing is, I obviously am a little biased because we've been involved and been honored to be involved in letting people know about this film. And to have people who aren't quite as maybe attached to it, but are just great Brewer fans and Wisconsinites, they both love the film. And they both thought it was just so well done. They said that was just great. They loved everything about it. And seeing it for the second time, like you did, I saw some different things. And boy, the person that just, again, stuck out to me and the second time, particularly, was Ted Simmons.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
His storytelling ability and mixed with humor and seriousness, wow. I mean, I don't know if he's ever done broadcasting, but boy, he would be a guy I would think that would be very good at it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he has.
Yeah. So, but Ted Simmons and Robin Yount and Pete Vukovich, for me, are the main, they serve as the narrators. They're not really narrators. There is no narrator per se. But it's all this weaving, this sewing together of storytelling by storytellers, Wisconsin natives Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call, who've just done a spectacular job. So it's going to be in theaters, Marcus Theaters, at least through this week, and they're adding new independent theaters around Wisconsin, Rhinelander and Eau Claire amongst them, and I think we ran down some of them. And here's really exciting news. If you want to go to a special screening coming up tomorrow at, what are we, new glasses, Todd? 6:25, right?
Yes, in New Berlin.
6:25 on Wednesday, September 25th, at the Marcus Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. It's going to be followed by a question and answer with 1982 Brewers star Jim Gattner, Gumby, who is in the film. And you can buy your tickets now at marcustheater.com. for this special showing tomorrow night on Wednesday at 6:25 with that Q&A, get to meet Jim Gattner. And here's the deal. Later this hour, Trigvi Olsen and Mr. Zommers are going to give away two sets of two. So four total tickets, two pair of tickets. We're going to give you an opportunity to win those a little bit later this hour.
So yeah, if you can go tomorrow at 6:25 p.m. in New Berlin, call in, you might just get a shot. And otherwise, you can just go to Marcus Theaters or justabitoutsidethemovie.com to find your tickets.
Absolutely. So justabitoutsidethemovie.com or marcustheaters.com. But justabitoutsidethemovie.com will list all those other new showings this weekend. And who knows, we might catch up with our newfound friends, Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, while we're out in Los Angeles and talk more about these expanded theaters coming this weekend around Wisconsin and Northern Illinois as well. So stay tuned. A chance to win two pair of tickets later on this hour to Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. It's a fantastic film. And in all seriousness, I hope it gets consideration for an Oscar nomination. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really something else. Just the way the stories are stitched together. It moves quickly but doesn't feel rushed.
Right.
And it really feels like you get to know these people over just a short 2 hours.
Yeah. So that's very exciting. And congratulations again to Sean and Kelly and all the entire team at justabitoutsidethemovie.com. Go take your friends. Only in theaters right now. There are no plans for now. Who knows what the future may hold. But because it's an independent film, there are no plans to stream this right now and no immediate plans to sell a DVD. that might happen down the road. But I think my friend Curtin Florsey agreed that going to the theater and see this, one of these films that come along every once in a while where you want to be in the theater, not just because it's on a big screen and a great sound system, but because we saw this last night. The people with us in the theater were clapping, were laughing, yes, sniffling together as it got emotional.
Yep,
but to
yep.
have that joint experience in the same room, it makes you feel, at least for me and for us, like you're at that event.
Yes, absolutely. And I've said before on the show and also in reviews that I've left on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, review singular, not reviews plural. But that as somebody who wasn't around in 82, it gives me just a little bit of the magic of being there in that season when there's no way I could have. And it can't be the same because of how the rules are with celebrities now.
Right. That's very well put, Sommers. And so, yeah, your chance to win tickets to Just a Bit Outside later on this hour with Trigvy and with Mr. Sommers. Also, then, in hour number two, more giveaways, the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Sommers and Trigvy will give you the word of the hour coming up in hour number two. Hour number two. So stay tuned. You can wear it today, giving away another $100 crisp $100 bill. $100 cash today up for grabs in hour two, just for the people that call in hour two of this show.
All you got to do is text.
Todd, read it. Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest.
Yes.
Thank you. So text in. Anybody who texts from this second hour today will be up for a $100 bill if you get the word that Sommers will give you and Trigvy in hour two. And then you'll be entered in to win a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. That's all coming up in hour number two. Right now, before we hand it over to Trigvy, I want to get into this, what's happening in Wisconsin in terms of politics and in the larger picture here. It was, wait a minute, time out. Before we do this, and Trigvy may well talk about this as well, but there is some breaking news today. And regardless of how you may feel about him as a sports person, regardless of how you might feel about his politics of today, I would not wish this on anyone, and I think it's sad news. Wanted to pass along breaking across the wires at this hour, about an hour ago, as a matter of fact. Former Packers quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre revealed the diagnosis while testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee this morning. Congressmen were questioning him amid accusations that he could have helped divert federal welfare funds, including to build a volleyball facility at his daughter's school at his alma mater at the University of Southern Mississippi. And it goes on from there. And again, I don't want to get into this case right now before the Ways and Means Committee. I have feelings on it, but I think it's important to here is the quote from Favre in the committee. Quote, sadly, I also lost an investment in a company, Favre said during Tuesday's hearing, and I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's, unquote. So anyway, I want to get that out there. And certainly we're thinking of he and his family as simply a human being. And
yes,
many Americans are diagnosed with this every day. Many Americans are living with it. And there is new research every day, particularly with the Michael J. Fox Foundation. So wish Brett Favre and his family the best as they enter into this journey with Parkinson's.
Absolutely.
And with that, I do want to turn to the news when we come back here a little bit of what's happening in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, in southwest Wisconsin. Donald Trump is going to be back in Wisconsin on Saturday. It was announced he's going to Prairie du Chien. And what it sounds like to me is he's going to try to make Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin into Springfield, Ohio. We'll explain when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Lowball Show for a Tuesday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes.
To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
When I went up north a couple of weeks ago, and there was a line of about 14 people.
That guy should get a ticket.
Because everybody kept pulling out to try to see if he could pass.
Right. I feel bad when I'm flipping off these old people, because I don't think that's nice.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
I know I shouldn't do that.
Next week's headline, former Green Bay Mayor gets tased from Michigan State Police. Details at 9.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. Zomers on the board. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, standing by. He's in his stance. He's set to take the baton for the show at the bottom of the hour and will take you to the finish line while Todd hops a plane to Los Angeles, where I will join you live tomorrow in for the West Coast. Right now, though, I want to touch on, and Trigvi's going to pick this up after the break a little bit more. Great reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Hope Carnap this morning. Headline was a Venezuelan gang member arrested in Prairie du Chien. Here's what's accurate and what's not. So we talked about this a little bit last week, and what has happened in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, of course, those regular listeners to the show know I grew up in southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center. Prairie du Chien, driving, it's a 40, 45-minute drive down to Prairie du Chien. Maybe an hour if you take the scenic route through the Driftless Hills. It's a beautiful part of the state. It's on the Mississippi River. It is at the confluence of the Wisconsin River and the Mississippi River. Not only that, as Gilgan might say, it's where they meet. The Mississippi and the Wisconsin River in southwest Wisconsin. So what happened, and Trigvi may get into more of this after the break, but I want to just give you the 30,000-foot level here. And this is great reporting by Hope Carnac. She says, in a Facebook post on September 6th and in an update on September 9th, the Prairie du Chien Police Department laid out details of what they called, quote, an open and ongoing investigation, unquote. Police say they responded to a physical disturbance on September 5, where they learned, quote, a male suspect had been physically and sexually violent towards an adult female, unquote. A female juvenile was also, quote, found to have been injured during the physical altercation that took place, unquote, police said. No details about the victim, including their ages, have been released. Prairie du Chien police said the suspect is Alejandro Jose Cornell Zarate, who is not a U.S. citizen. In the initial post, police say Cornell Zarate was, quote, suspected of having an affiliation with known violent transnational criminal organization known as the Tren de Araga, unquote. In the update, police said, quote, we are more confident now, unquote, about his affiliation with the gang based on interviews and suspects, quote, prominently displayed tattoos, unquote, and after consulting with federal law enforcement. Police said the incident was, quote, not a random event. Let me say it again, not a random event, unquote, as one of the victims brought the suspect to Prairie du Chien from Madison, Wisconsin, and, quote, were acquaintances, unquote. The department's statement, signed by Police Chief Kyle Tainer, said the victim had, quote, no expectations or knowledge of his violent tendencies and holds no responsibility for the brutal assaults, unquote. In the update, the police chief said that the suspect is the only suspect in this case and the only person we have had contact with that has shown connections to the transnational gang, unquote. So I wanted to read that and get a great reporting by Hope Karnak. You can read this entire article at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Also important in Karnak's reporting that this suspect was never held in Dane County. All right. And we talked about this last week, that the congressman from the 3rd Congressional District, Republican Derek Van Orden, he lives in Prairie du Chien, by the way, and he has been trying to make political hay with this story. And he and Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman from northern Wisconsin in the 7th District, put out a letter on their congressional letterhead. We read parts of it to you last week, and they sent this to the Dane County Sheriff, making false accusations about this guy having been arrested in Dane County and released, about Madison being a sanctuary city. And the sheriff wrote back on Facebook and said, look, this just isn't true. And in Hope Karnak's reporting in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she also found that this guy was never held or arrested in Dane County. Additionally, she writes, Madison does not have an official, quote, sanctuary city, unquote, policy, according to Dylan Brogan, the public information officer for the city. He pointed to the Madison's standard operating procedure on immigration laws, which explains how the department cooperates with ICE under certain circumstances. ICE, of course, the federal agency in charge of immigration enforcement. They write, like if a suspect is arrested for a violent felony. So here's the 30,000 view on this. What local police departments and sheriff offices across the country have said is, look, we have enough going on enforcing Wisconsin laws and taking care of real problems. We are not the federal agency in charge of enforcing immigration law. So in other words, if someone calls us and says, well, I think this person is undocumented, we're not going to go and arrest that because they haven't committed a crime in our jurisdiction. We're going to leave that to the feds. However, if this person is actually accused of a real crime, then yes, of course we will. So Van Orden and Tiffany are trying to make hay on this. It's untrue. This article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today again reiterates that. And now Trump is coming into Prairie du Chien on Saturday to hold a rally. And I'm telling you, it is going to be vile. It is going to be hateful. It is going to be filled with vitriol. We have some cuts that Trigvy and Zomers might play after the bottom of the hour here of Trump saying yesterday in Pennsylvania about Haitians in Ohio to get rid of them. And remember, these folks are here legally. This is a serious issue. We're going to keep talking about it through the week leading up to Saturday. And Trigvy Olson is going to pick this up on the other side. If you want to call in and talk to Trigvy, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also giving away a Brewer ticket or tickets to the Just a Bit Outside the movie later on this hour. And of course, we have the text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest. I'm going to hop a plane, Zomers, try to get through TSA without getting patted down. And we'll see you on the other side of Los Angeles. Stay tuned now live for Trigvy Olson and Aaron Zomers on the other side. Thanks, my friend. Thanks, Trivy. You are listening to the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Travel safe, Todd.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With good growing conditions this year in most of the U.S., the soybean crop is looking to be a big one. I am Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and after this break, we are going to hear from John Heinberg, a market advisor of Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, on how the U.S. is not unique in having a large number of soybeans this year.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
With some already starting their harvest, it is looking like there may end up being a surplus of soybeans this year. John Heinberg gives us a scoop on why this is occurring.
The numbers for that projected soybean crop out of Brazil are massive. So that's why this market's really watching this rain side coming in here. If things do get back to a very normal raining pattern in terms of moisture, having adequate moisture for that crop to produce, we're expecting that Brazilian bean crop to push the 170 million metric ton mark. That's going to be well over what they produce this year, anywhere from around the 150 million metric ton mark. And you really got a soybean complex on the global scale, even if they were reduced in terms of their production, given the strength of our potential crop, which, you know, maybe has lost a little bit of top end here with the dry weather we had, but still we're producing a lot more beans globally than we're consuming right now.
We're going to want to keep an eye on that weather down in South America to see how that may end up affecting the soybean market. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at the midday markets right after this.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. The December corn contract started off the day with a little bit of strength, but are now down a quarter at 413 and a quarter. November soybeans are still going strong, up 5 3/4 at 1045. December wheat also saw a bit of a decrease today, as it's down 4 1/4 at 478 and a quarter. And Class 3 milk is having a bit of a rough day to start off here, as October contracts are at 23.74 a hundredweight, down 5 cents, and November contracts are at 23.05 a hundredweight, down 7 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
More clouds than sunshine today, with seasonal highs in the mid-60s. Scattered shower chances continue throughout the day today, winding down late tonight. And tomorrow is packed with a ton of sunshine and warmer temperatures, rising to the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Want to give a shout out to Scott from Shorewood, who came by after the show yesterday and dropped off the new Matt and Air on Air mascot. He has a friend who has a 3D printer, and they made Elon Musk's Jabba the Hutt. So Elon the Hutt.
You can tell that he grew up the prince of an apartheid king. It's amazing.
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Ben and Deanna Malachor in the house. We'll find out more about how interest rates are affecting the housing market.
And we'll get a slice of Wisconsin with our own Terry Barr. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
I see you walking down the street now every day. You're pushing by the people as you make your way. And you're walking proud now, baby. You got your
pursuing truth where. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. This is the Todd Albaugh Show. Zommers, we could just listen to the Modines. That is what we could do.
That wouldn't be a bad way to kick off the day.
Honestly, you can never go wrong with the Bodines. This is the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide from Bayfield to Bangladesh, from Hayward to Hong Kong on the Civic Media Radio app or on Twitter. I tweeted it out, Zommers, to try and get some. I'm Trigvi Olson. I am not Todd Albaugh. I'm your guest host for the last hour and a half of this shindig. Got Aaron Zommers on the board. He's the GOAT, even if he wasn't around in 82 to enjoy the Brewers.
Right? I was not.
I find that hard to believe, Zommers. That makes me feel old.
Yeah, I was born in 98.
God. I don't even like to think about that. There's lots of things I don't like to think about. Perspective, though. There's 41 days until the election.
Wow.
And I want to kick this off. I know Todd was talking about Prairie du Chien. I know Mark from Prairie du Sac wants to talk a little bit about that. I do, too. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about some of the polling numbers. Because I know we probably have a lot of listeners who are following the polling, and I actually do a fair amount of polling. We've had some recent numbers come out. Telegraph, which I think is a Wilson Redfield survey, showed the race in the state of Wisconsin, 47-47. There's an Emerson poll that came out for the Hill that showed the race 49-50 in favor of Trump. There was another North Carolina poll for Wisconsin Work, showed it 53-46. I know the Democrats are hanging their hats on that one because I had a couple of them send them to me. For listeners who are listening in Wisconsin, you know this. Wisconsin's going to be Wisconsin. We're going to drink Wisconsinly. We're going to vote Wisconsinly, which means it's going to be close. Now, you have a lot of people out there who are focused on Pennsylvania. They're saying, well, Pennsylvania's going to be close. Pennsylvania is going to be close. But Wisconsin, ultimately, which along with Pennsylvania, Michigan, are going to basically decide this, how they go, how Wisconsin and Pennsylvania go, going to decide this. The reality is the last three elections in the state of Wisconsin have been close. 20,000 votes or less. That is what we're going to see. So people just need to get out, pound on doors, make phone calls, and most importantly, get out and vote. Right, Zommers? But we got 41 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And make sure you get your friends registered to vote, too.
Yep, get your friends registered to vote. Here's the other thing, though. Wisconsin, because it's ground zero, that comes with both as a blessing and a curse. As you all may have noticed, you have a lot of candidates showing up in your state. Vice President Harris was there on Friday. You had Donald Trump's coming to Prairie du Chien tomorrow. Is that right?
I think Saturday.
Saturday. He's coming over the weekend. And you have a lot of rhetoric going on. And quite frankly, what I want to spend a fair amount of time today talking about and talking to you about is how much of this rhetoric has reached the point where it isn't just standard, normal, even in the era of Trump discourse, but it's evolved into fear-mongering, vilifying, and quite frankly, in a lot of cases, just making up things up. And that's what I think we're seeing in Prairie du Chien. We've seen this in Ohio. It's an attempt to scare people. Now, I'm a former Republican, and I helped be a part of starting an organization, the Lincoln Project, which many of you know about, because I was really uncomfortable with Donald Trump. But I am a conservative. I'm still a conservative. And one of the things that I really want to focus on, and I hope you'll tune in after, you'll stay tuned in, but for those of you, if you have to go someplace, I really hope you'll be here at the start of the hour, because we're going to be bringing on a friend of mine, because Liz Cheney was in Madison, Wisconsin at the Ideas Fest, and she made an important point about how conservatives, people like Liz, people like myself, people like Todd, feel politically homeless. I know there's some of you out there because you've called in. And the potential that maybe some other party that is based on traditional conservatism, not on this hate that we're seeing in places like Prairie du Chien, happens. And my friend Dave Palmer has worked with Center for Ballot Freedom. He's been a leader on something called fusion voting, and I've worked with him a little bit around the edges on that. But more importantly, he has a lot of sense about how constructive, and then what he does, he really focuses on what are constructive ways that potentially we can get more voices into this process and opportunities for voices of people who aren't engaged. So if you can stay tuned through Dave coming on at the start of the hour, that would be awesome. I want to go to Mark, though, in Prairie du Sac, because Mark wants to talk a little bit about Prairie du Chien and what's happening there. And I think it's important. So Mark, what say you?
Well, thanks on the conservative things. I think a true conservative would be actually in complete compliance and support of the Constitution of the United States and the state of Wisconsin. When you deviate from that, you're not really a conservative, because that should be both a conservative and liberal position in support of those documents. I'm reading now from Wikipedia on the whole false reporting thing, and it says, for the ancient understanding of bearing false witness, you shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit siding with the many so to pervert justice, nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. That's from Exodus 23:1-3. I mean, this whole thing of bearing false witness, inventing this story about this man, say, well, he was, you know, turned loose in Dane County, and he was going on to do further crime. I mean, this is just this whole bearing false witness thing, inventing this story about, you know, Haitians eating cats and dogs and stealing them, and that it is just so repugnant to me that people are not just denouncing this. I mean, for Tom Tiffany and Van Odwin to actually be talking about these stories like this, spreading them like this, it is. How, I don't know how they consider themselves to be good with God when they're doing something like this, whether God exists or not. I mean, the whole purpose of even in ancient cultures, you know, throughout the world, I mean, there was a prohibition against lying, against judges taking bribes, and just saying, well, it's just a gratuity, you know, so that's okay. I mean, it is just baffling to me that this is just not universally condemned. It is.
Well, I think you're going to see, Mark, a lot of people speaking out about it. But to your point, it is bearing false witness. And quite frankly, it's antithetical to who we're supposed to be, both in the state of Wisconsin and, quite frankly, the United States. And I would argue, for those who are remaining silent, it's antithetical to the notion that Ronald Reagan pushed of a shining city on a hill. And in fact, many of you who listen regularly when I'm on Wednesdays know that Scott Walker and I were at Badger Boy State, and he was running for president of the United States then. Now he's been resorted to, now he's basically a conservative lounge act running for I don't know what on Twitter and tweeting Bible verses at me. But, you know, I still consider Scott a friend. And what I would really like to ask him, where is the verse about people bearing false witness? You want to be a leader, Scott. You step up and lead. Call people out for what they're doing, because it is bearing false witness. And quite frankly, it's antithetical to what Ronald Reagan stood for. You know, you and for conservatives, who are uncomfortable with where we are, take a look at that. Are we being a shining city on a hill? Are we being the nation that Ronald Reagan stood for, saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall? Or have we become the party, which will, maybe we should run the clip now, where Donald Trump, the standard bearer of a party that Ronald Reagan once led, is calling to basically end sanctions on Iran and Russia? What is that? Do you have the clip, Zomers?
So my specific question is, would you strengthen or modify any of these economic sanctions programs, particularly Russia, including the pipeline you mentioned?
Well, it's a great question. The problem with what we have with sanctions, and I was a user of sanctions, but I put them on and take them off as quickly as possible because ultimately it kills your dollar and it kills everything the dollar represents, and we have to continue to have that be the world currency. I think it's important. I think it would be losing a war. If we lost the dollar as the world currency, I think that would be the equivalent of losing a war. That would make us a third world country, and we can't let it happen. So I use sanctions very powerfully against countries that deserve it, and then I take them off. Because look, you're losing Iran, you're losing Russia. China is out there trying to get their currency to be the dominant currency, as you know better than anybody. All of these things are happening. You're losing so many countries because there's so much conflict with all of these countries that you're going to lose that, and we can't lose that. So I want to use sanctions as little as possible.
Breaking that down, right? There are sanctions on Russia and Russians because the Russian government chose to invade a neighbor in Europe. In Europe, Donald Trump's world, it appears as best I can get it, is not one based, as Ronald Reagan's was, on a set of values. And you can disagree or agree with the manifestation of those values. But we had common agreement that we stood with our allies and countries that adhered to similar notions. Things like freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to do business within a set of rules. And a set of rules, if you don't like the rules-based world order, what you're going to see is a lot more like what we have in Ukraine. We have 2 minutes left. I want to go just quick to Donna in DeForest. Donna, you've got a minute and a half. Donna, are you there?
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead. We have 1 minute.
Yeah, I was calling just to reassure everybody, despite the news story I heard on your channel today a couple times about duplicate ballots being mailed out of Madison. Don't worry about that. It's a non-issue. Everybody could be mailed 10 ballots. It wouldn't matter because they use a program called Badger Books to check off each individual before they even process your ballot. So I hope these stories don't alarm people. Mistakes are going to happen, but no one's going to vote twice because of that. So I hope that's the end of that story because it just alarms people and it's not a problem.
Donna, thank you for calling in and making that clear to people. That is 100% important.
Thank you
it
very much.
So important. And this is the kind of thing around which there will be people who want to call into question the elections, who want you to just mindlessly use system one thinking, where you don't think, your amygdala in your head, and just say, oh my God, fraud. People got sent multiple ballots. And there will be people like Donald Trump who will try and use that to their ends because they don't want to admit they lost the last election. And likely we'll lose this one. More Bodines. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands. Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times
pursuing are. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. This is the Todd Abaw Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know where Zommers is coming up with these songs today. That was a pretty good one. I am not Todd Abaw. I am your guest host, Trygve Olsen, coming to you across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, around the world on the Civic Media Radio app and the internet. From Bangladesh to Bayfield, Zommers. But we have something important to do here. And I am going to let Mr. Zommers, because he is the GOAT, and because for some reason I don't have the directions for how to do this, I am going to let Mr. Zommers run this contest where you can win two tickets to see the new movie about the Milwaukee Brewers just a bit outside. Mr. Zommers, take it away.
So yeah, early this morning, Todd and I got an email from Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call, producer, director, and producer of Just a Bit Outside, respectively, that on short notice, Marcus Theaters is hosting a special screening of the movie tomorrow night, Wednesday, September 25th at 6:25 in New Berlin at the Marcus Ridge Cinema. What's special about this is that Jim Gantner, a.k.a. Gumby, one of the players from that 82 season, is going to be there to have a little Q&A and meet and greet after the movie. So that's pretty exciting that not only can you hear all these stories from the players in the movie, you can hear some stories from one of them in person tomorrow. So this is just tomorrow at 6:25 at the Marcus Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. And if you call in at 855-752-4842, or 855-75-CIVIC, you can win a pair of tickets. We're going to be giving away two pairs of tickets. And all you got to do is call in. We are going to be giving tickets to caller number 4, because that's Paul Molitor's number, and caller number 8, because that's Bob Uecker's number. So call in now, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, if you're able to go tomorrow and you want a chance to win those tickets. Caller number 4 and caller number 8. Are going to be the ones who win that. And I'll keep my eye on the phone lines and let everybody know Yeah.
You know what, Mr. Sommers? I wish I could win the tickets, but I can't. First of all, because I can't go to there tomorrow. But I want to see the movie, and I have no way to see it.
Yeah, for now, there are no plans to stream it. But soon, there will at least be DVD rights.
I bet they're eventually going to have to get it out on streaming. They
I would think so. So real quick, I'm going to take some callers, because we've got a bunch of them lining up.
Who do we got? Or are we not having them live?
Let's see.
We got to have the winners live.
You are caller number 4. Can I have your name and where you're calling from?
Sure. It's Chuck Gooders.
We got Chuck here.
What was your favorite moment of the 82 Brewers? You sound like you're old enough. I'm old enough, too, to remember them, even if Zomers wasn't born until well after. What's your favorite moment?
Well, I thought it was really neat that George Webb restaurant had to pay out the 12 burgers that they kept promising year after year after year.
Right.
Definitely. All right. Well, hang on the line, Chuck. I'm going to get your information as soon as I can. But for now, if anybody else is on the line, you are not caller number 4 or caller number 8. Feel free to hang up and call back in. We're still waiting on the 8th caller here.
All right. In the meantime, I want to talk about something important. Donna from DeForest, one of our listeners, called in and is involved in the election process. And there is, I don't know if it's substantiated or not, but there's conversations that multiple ballots have been mailed, or some people have been receiving more than one ballot. You know, the reality is elections, and I worked on elections around the world, elections are an imperfect process implemented by people. But I can also tell you, having worked on elections around the world, including many in Wisconsin, and having been involved in recounts where you literally go through every ballot in the state of Wisconsin, the reality is Wisconsin does elections about as well as anywhere. And so people need to not give into that. Now, Aaron Zomers does contests as well as anybody. So who'd we get that won the other passes to see it just a bit outside, Mr. Zomers?
The other two are going to be going to Lynn in Oconomowoc. Lynn, thanks for calling in. You are caller number 8.
Wow.
Thank you. Lynn, I'm excited.
You're driving all the way over from Oconomowoc to Madison to see it. Who is your favorite brewer? You're not. There's no way that you could be old enough to remember the 82 Brewers. But hypothetically, if you could, who would have been your favorite player on the 82 Brewers?
Wasn't Raleigh Fingers one of them?
Yeah.
Raleigh Fingers was one of them, with the handlebar mustaches.
Yeah. I have Aaron. No, I can't think of his name. I just bought stamps with his picture. Hank Aaron. I've got Hank Aaron's autograph.
That's pretty
how
awesome.
Far back
wow.
I go. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
My father would
that
take me
really
out
cool.
of grade school to go see the Braves.
Well, that is really cool.
Hang
that
on the
really
line.
Cool.
I will make sure we have good information for you to send you those tickets as soon as I can here.
All right. Enjoy the movie. I think, honestly, one of the things that I'll just digress for a minute, because we're going to be talking politics the second hour almost entirely. But, you know, Mr. Zomers, one of the things that I've found as an old guy who wasn't born in 1998, the older you get, the more you appreciate small moments. And my dad and I, baseball is a huge part of it. So we will be back for the second hour, where we're going to talk politics. We're going to talk a little bit about ballot access, and we will have you there pursuing truth.
And a chance for the green and gold contest. You could win
$100. Oh, yes, the big green and gold contest. Thanks, Mr. Zomers.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller, and I welcome Deanna Donaldson, president of the Warrens Wisconsin Cranberry Festival, but you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.